Christian faith leaders will hold prayer for the nation after New Orleans terrorist attack. By Hannah Knudsen on January 4, 2025. Christian faith leaders will hold a prayer for the nation broadcast on Sunday following the horrific terrorist attack in New Orleans early on New Year's Day. The broadcast will be held Sunday at 6 p.m. and will feature Family Research Council President Tony Perkins and Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, R. America must pray, Perkins said in a statement. We need God's protective hand upon our cities and our nation. Having worked in law enforcement and anti-terrorism, I know the difficulty of confronting an ideology determined to kill and destroy. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 127, which Benjamin Franklin quoted at the Constitutional Convention, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Pray that our nation turns to the Lord so he may guard our cities and our country, he added. Other leaders participating in the prayer event include Pastor Carter Conlon of Times Square Church, Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, Michelle Bachman of the Regent University School of Government, Dr. David Goza of Jefferson Baptist Church, Troy Miller of the National Religious Broadcasters, Pastor Art Reyes of Calvary Chapel Downey, as well as Mike Clark, a chaplain with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, per press release detailing the event. Related, this is so scary, woman walks around New Orleans claiming she heard loud bangs. Landry said in a statement that the terrorist attack serves as a tragic reminder of the evil in this world that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. We are thankful for the men and women in uniform who protect us. Please join us in praying for their safety and their ability to thwart these heinous acts of terror. We also lift up the victims of this attack and their families, the governor added. At least 14 were killed and over 24 more injured after the suspect, Shamsuddin Jabbar, plowed through New Year's Eve revelers in a truck, then left the vehicle and opened fire. According to authorities, Jabbar had posted videos in support of ISIS prior to the attack. He had an ISIS flag on the truck as well. FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rye of the Counterterrorism Division said Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote.